Accession number 18215, Reel 4.
Mr. Rosetsky, Reel 4. Can you explain why it was that the Germans were only 200 meters away and yet there was no fighting?
Because the area where we just were stationed was not very far from town Ryglice, where they had contingents of German forces. I won't say I know what kind. Anyway, if I said that there was 200 meters between Germans seen doing something, I don't know what they were doing, and our security line, which means it doesn't mean that the full battalion was as close as 200, because that was further on, because in normal warfare, you never keep everything in one spot. And apart from that, Germans were so scared of Polish home army. Believe me, they had overestimated idea about our fighting
strength.
So naturally, they were not very keen to be involved where they were practically not ready. I estimate that knowing about their battalion, having engaged most German army in the east still, they hardly had spare units inside Polish country. So it took them 1 month to organize sufficient force to simply eliminate us. Now, can you imagine 600 of us, and they needed 5,000 people? Unbelievable. So here you are. So naturally, nothing happens. Then we were moving further and so on, changing the area until we reached the place that was a very small village called Jamna. It was very suitable area because that area, there were two hills which, if occupied, we had good visual control around. And that what has happened, that we are probably still moving slightly around those two peaks, and the time came, which was 25th of September, because I didn't mention many happenings between, because it's simply impossible to be precise after 50 years. So my task was to occupy the hill number 530. Most the dominating point in the area. Next to me on the east side was 2nd Company Buat. One company was as a reserve with the commanding officer as a reserve. Now, at that time, I wasn't aware precisely about the position of the other camp, because I even had no map, because unfortunately there were none. So we were very often relying about the guides, local guides or members which knew the terrain, which was very strange. I had also no compass, nothing. So anyway, we got stuck, and the Leliva commanding officer. Am I using correct rank for him as a commanding officer? Is it correct?
Commanding officer is not a rank, it's a job.
It's a job. So what would I say? He was in charge of the
battalion. Like a colonel?
But his rank was at the time only major. But he was in charge, head of the battalion. Shall we use then the term head?
Yes.
So anyway, he had a very, very good support from the of the staff, and he chose also very good headquarter to be able to be well in charge of the battalion's action. Anyway, on the 25th, early in the morning, we noticed movements of Germans from a distance, and from some guides who slipped through. So we expected something was going to be. Now, the day was very misty, raining, so they couldn't use planes to find our position. It was very, very low clouds. So I could see from my point when they were setting howitzers and grenade. What do you call the grenade throwers? What is
like
that?
Mortars.
Mortars. Yes. I could see the like from a short distance. Anyway, so we knew what was coming. And in a matter of short time, they started an offensive and a fire against our position, because they already established where they were. Now the problem was that between that point where from they were starting, that must have been about 1 kilometer. There were very wooded terrain, but the trees were not higher than 2 meters or something. Not big woods. Suitable for good offensive and well covered. So we were responding with our fire, and that was going on for hours.
Is this on Hill 3 at 5:30?
5:30, where I was, that was my position. At this time, Leliba, head of the battalion, was not aware that the main offensive was against my position. He thought it was against the other company. But they were lucky. I learned about that item because they use flanked firepower. I faced direct firepower. Anyway, they were moving very, very slowly, very cautiously. And it came time that I was running out of ammunition. So I had to give from time to time, you know, the details how to set the rifles for my soldiers, you know, because if the distance is too far, you have to be lucky to kill anybody or to hit the target. Anyway, and suddenly I see a light of phosphoric bullet. Now that was very strange happening, because Germans were able to pinpoint where I was. And then when they started machine gun fire, they could cut the grass, really. Unfortunately, we couldn't dig up because we even had the usual army spades. It was a rocky, stony hill, so we were just sitting ducks. But somehow, nothing happened. But that phosphoric bullet drew attention of Germans, and the whole offensive they concentrated against me. The full power, not as much against the other company, because they didn't know where we were precisely and how far we were stretched. So naturally, we were resisting them as much as we could. After we ran out of ammunition, I made a report to the liver, and they sent some more supplements. Otherwise, when we last, we would be just fighting with our bare hands. Anyway, it was getting darker and darker toward the evening, because I mentioned before, it was misty day, rainy day, chilly day. So I believe that some Germans were close, about 200 yards to our lines when it was getting dark. Some even were few yards from our lines. So what was happening there, I wasn't there, so I couldn't describe you. But anyway, they have not overrun our position. Why? Because the darkness fell suddenly, and being scared of us, as I mentioned before, not once, they stopped the offensive, probably deciding to do it next day. So naturally, in meantime, what was happening, we were being encircled by other German units, so actually we didn't know they were in complete net, surrounded precisely. Now, so during that offensive, the Leliva's headquarters received some pounding, so he shifted slightly his headquarters everything still around those two peaks, 530 and 510. So it happened that the offensive stopped. Now, Leliva called the meeting of company heads to decide what to do about battalion being in the net, because that he knew precisely. So after hearing our remarks, first he planned that each company should try to break through individually. The company heads were not very keen on that. So eventually we came to the conclusion we have to try to escape in full strength of battalion. How that could be done? We had to leave our trucks, our horses, even some heavy guns, and having good informations that Germans, in spite of encircling us, but there was not complete circle without any gap, there were gaps. And again, because they were so scared of us. So another, those units, which are not sufficient to cover the whole ring, because, you know, in spite of, we were only 525, but there were 5,000, but not enough to put to keep Germans in every spot. And luckily we had a very, very good local guide, who probably actually was not with the battalions, but joined us, learning about some gaps. Now, so at night, late, probably between about midnight, we left the horses quietly in a column of four abreast. Quietly, we sneaked out of that
encirclement.
Now, the funny thing also happened, and German didn't know that. They didn't know that at all. Now, to prove, we had the information from local people that the horse which belonged to the liver was very, very noisy, tied up to the tree, so he was... what do you call it? Making
name?
Yes. And that made Germans believe that we were still there. Now, would you believe? The next day offensive started practically from the beginning. So they were pounding those two peaks whole day, not aware that we were not there. It's unbelievable that was true.
Why did you have to hold Hill 530 in the first place? Why was it important?
To allow the other companies to join the headquarters for the purpose of escaping. So another... I believe also some companies were under too heavy firepower, so that shifting had to take place. That is normal tactic. So if you are in a dangerous spot, you move to safer spot. But it was the main purpose was actually to collect the whole battalion into one lump for. Eventual escape, and that's what happened. Now I had to bear the brunt of the full fire and offensive, where we were replying as much as we could, and to prove that we were very effective, I believe that the Germans lost 60 dead and 100 wounded. Now, would you believe they also prepared in the town of Ryglice hospitals with over 2,000 beds? So they must have expected that would be an extremely fierce battle, not knowing they were overestimating our strengths. And these are the facts. Now, whatever I'm saying, some statements are not from our people afterwards, but from German sources, which means we had two very good historians working after that, you know, years later, to record all these happenings and Action Buja and the history of whole army. And I have here, I'm lucky to have two of them.
Don't bother with
So I'm not trying to bother you, except they exist. But what we find, that what I'm saying is definitely true, because the historians didn't rely on what we were saying. They were relying on the German sources, which means there is no exaggeration on my part. Now, what happened later, when we reached a certain area, having escaped from that net, La Lipa decided that each company should have own independent area to act further on, for small ambush action as before. I was chosen a direction to Pleśna. You have to be there to see the area. It was high above Pleśna. Below there was a valley, a river, and concentration of SS. Now, when I reached certain point, and the time was about 3 in the morning, it was getting light, suddenly I found myself in completely bare terrain. Completely. No woods, nothing to hide. And the organization taught building the trenches were already showing up. Well, they were also engaging, people from the villages. But that was going on everywhere. Believe me, whether in Tarnów, that they were preparing for very, very serious delay action against the Russians. And again, I mentioned they were not one ever was occupied, because the Russians were pushing so fast, and they were running also so fast. So here you are. I mean, that bear, what would you do? You have a bunch of people. Mind you, in meantime, I was allowed to send some people home because of lack of ammunition. So we are practically limited to about 60 people at that time. The rest was allowed to go home. I had no choice. I chose a peasant hut, put my people under the roof, and myself with a pistol downstairs watching what was going on. And believe me, I had not easy moments when I saw some of those organization soldiers coming to the house, looking around. I would even chance to bet they noticed something strange, but they were so scared they didn't care to report. And I'm practically positive of that, because there were imprints of our boots in the foreground. Now, so having as not very far down below in Pleśna, being in open country, it was easy to keep those for anyhow from 27th of September. I stayed in that house till 18th of October, when all companies were called off to finish the action. So naturally, at night, they were sent, for small ambushes or to bring some food and so on. Because I couldn't understand, there was no chance for me to arrange any specific big action. But I had to hang on, because this was the order. I had no other direction. I believe that I lost my link with the La Lipa. On the other hand, I was visited by deputy head of inspectorate, Major Jagoda, because on top was Mirosław. Kelner later, Musiałek Łowicki, who survived the war, but died later. So that was the situation. And I would say those 3 weeks was not very happy for me at all. But I had to be stuck there. There was no... I expected some orders from Leliva, which never reached me. So I couldn't possibly decide myself. As I would, I don't know, I would be probably still in the same spot in other area. Because the Germans were practically everywhere expecting Russians fairly soon, which of course happened really rapidly. I don't remember knowing that the country in a good stretch that they stopped to fight Russians for a moment. They were simply running away. So, anything else would you like to know about this subject?
So, did the Operation Bourgeois last from July to September or October?
To October 18th. Then we had to send people home. Now, our worst feelings were that we already learned more what was happening to our home army in the area occupied by Russians, because when they were pushing, they were covering more areas, and amazing, they had such many spies. They knew practically about every person. So naturally, Polish underground movement was in the eastern part in complete turmoil and terrorized, eliminated completely. How on earth some survived, which we know they did, because we have now more information where they are, because they never wanted to even talk about that. So they went under cover, not in an organization, but some people survived, and now we find centers around Vilno, around Lvov, which we support now with financial help and so on, and we collect money. But it's simply amazing. I thought there was no chance for survival for one single member of Polish Home Army. Now, I also was foreseeing that there would be a lot of trouble to us, company heads, officers, because the Russian tactics was also to imprison us. Now, the Polish regime organized right away the UB corresponding to NKVD, and all instructions were coming not from that imposed government, which was not Polish, Bierut and Osupka.